Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Late night, well, in the States, Deep South Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. This is Late Night with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, a late night talk. Of course, the focus will be on new information regarding coronavirus and some information, because we always have to share and repeat things regarding washing hands and wearing a mask and wearing gloves and so on. I must admit, yesterday I ran a couple errands and I did not have my gloves. I went into Walmart. I did not have my gloves on. I did not have a mask on. But I did practice social distancing and all of that. But here we are, alone together, as we celebrate Easter weekend. So I thank you and appreciate you again, long-time listeners since March 21st, 2011, and new listeners for tuning in. Definitely looking forward, like I always say, to getting back to the original format and upgrade, you know, more book lives and Facebook lives and Insta stories and YouTube and all of that good stuff. But definitely looking forward to guest co-hosts and you guys and ladies calling in, sharing your thoughts of normal friends of the family. This is a family, right? Blog Talk Radio is a family. As a network, it's a family of those of you that call in, regular guests like Belinda Macy. I definitely want to hear what's going on with her pure romance business. And how is this coronavirus affecting her business? She seemed to be doing well. She and her clients and her recruits and all of that. The love, spreading love, this is a time to love, and so many people quarantine, so business is good. My cousin has a landscaping business, and they tell me their business is good. They're constantly getting calls. So some businesses are essential, and some businesses I noticed they might normally be non-essential, but because they really provide a very important need to the community, they are titled essential because many people need what their need their service. But again, thank you for tuning in. Definitely appreciate you. Let me get the emails out. Definitely email me at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Let me repeat that. KULTRESHOKENT _ at yahoo.com. Also, you can email me at Miss Bethany C. Williams at gmail.com. MSBETHANYCWilliams at gmail.com. Yeah, I'm giving out both my email addresses. Email me. Many of you do message me. Some of you call me on Messenger. But I can't talk about it. Like, if you just send me a friend request and I don't know much about you, all of my family and friends, we don't talk on Facebook Messenger. You know, it's like etiquette into doing social media interactions and so on. So, that's another story. We need to have a guest to come on to talk about social media lingo and social media etiquette, you know, and tips on being successful, money-making social influencers. Wouldn't that be an awesome, awesome show? That is a series right there of topics. But again, the topic is coronavirus and Easter. So it's Good Friday. It's in a few minutes, and it's Easter weekend. It's here. We are being instructed to practice and celebrate Easter as we are under executive orders of shelter in place, stay at home here in the state of Mississippi and across the country, sending prayers out to those that we have lost from coronavirus, but at the same time, sending out and into the families. And I have been hurt because right before coming on air, I seen on social media, on Facebook, where B.B. Winans and his mom and I think one or two other Winans had been diagnosed with it. So definitely praying for them. I had opportunity of meeting them here in Jackson, Mississippi for a couple AIDS events. And I was beginning a public access show, which I didn't get off the ground, but I interviewed them and ate breakfast with them. That was back in like 99, 98, AIDS Awareness Month week here in Jackson, Mississippi and around the country. And they participated in different events and forums, and so had an opportunity to spend much time with them in one of the downtown hotels that they were staying at, eating breakfast and just enjoying a great time, a great interview. Wow, I videotaped that too. It was an awesome video, really down to earth. But definitely sending them much, much, much love. Blues Gray, who resides right here in Jackson, Mississippi, sending prayers out to he and his wife and family and management. Bobby Rush, you guys know Sue. He's been diagnosed, but he's feeling better and he's recovering. We lost an educator here in Jackson, Mississippi, a young lady that taught special ed students at Spain Elementary here in Jackson, Mississippi. And the mayor, if you guys seen the mayor's face, Instagram, social media post, he mentioned he went to high school with her. So sending much love out to her family and anybody that's been affected indirectly, indirectly. We all have been affected by it. This is affecting all of us, humbling all of us. And it's just important for us to slow the spread. How? Again, we know how, right? And things that we practice in everyday life before coronavirus even appeared. Basics, washing our hands, being mindful of our personal space, practicing social distancing, coughing in our elbow, wearing masks or some covering over our face, over our mouth, or just being in full gear like some people. You know, cover your hair, cover your clothes, wear a shield for your clothes and gloves. I do have gloves and wear gloves, but like I said, I didn't when I went out to run errands yesterday, and I noticed Terry had a mask. So he has been. We haven't been seeing much of each other, but thank you all for your prayers because we seen each other yesterday briefly, and he just messaged me right before I came on air. And he's definitely looking forward to being a part of the show, because we really research and watch and watch coronavirus and other important topics and also fun topics also, and talk about certain things that will be fun to talk about and informative to talk about right here on blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live and Instagram and all that good stuff. But I will. There's a prayer that I've said before here, and I also said when I did a presentation about a year and a half ago at a Kwanzaa event, and it's called Power, Love, and Self-Discipline. Because it says, Lord, you give me many good gifts, but I know that fear is not one of them. Because some of us are uncertain. Some of us, many of us are maybe fearful. But I do believe, and I know many of you do believe, that we shall overcome this. Thank God, China are able to not on lockdown anymore, but they're under a lot of, like, extreme health tests from precautions, but they can't come out of their homes now. So prayerfully, that will be happening around the world real soon. And prayerfully, the loss of life will slow down also. So we just got to continue spreading love, trusting the medical professionals, listening to our local government, and using our common sense and thinking about, you know, how we were raised. We were raised to be mindful of our personal space, to clean up after ourselves, to wash our hands. I mean, these are basic things that are part of our lifestyles anyway. And again, since I began the show in 2011, a topic around this time of year and during other seasonal changes is the topic of spring cleaning. And so it's spring cleaning time, but a quarantine corona type of spring cleaning, right? And, you know, I'm listening to myself because I need to, even the cleanest of the, need to like upgrade. And those of us are just like, okay, I get to that. You know, we really do need to be mindful and handle that. But let me finish this prayer. Lord, you give me many good gifts, but I know that fear is not one of them. Fear is not from you. Graciously, you have provided for me a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, power to do your will, power to love others, even in parentheses it says, even when I don't feel like it, and the power to discipline myself to think about things that lead me into faith rather than fear. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy, my eyes, 1:7. So that is really important. Amen. And where there is two or three together, right, miracles can and will happen. It happened just from one single prayer. So look, it's there are worldwide listeners listening to this broadcast, if it's live right now or from the replay. And you know you can listen to any show that's ever broadcast since March 21st, 2011. They're archived on the website. So any show, just click on it and listen and enjoy. And more shows are definitely coming. Big shout out to DC also, his awesome song, My City. When I can, I will put it up as an intro so you guys can enjoy it. It's an ode to his native city of New Orleans. And I just watched the New Orleans mayor, Mayor Cantrell, on Nightline with Byron Pitts, who happened to be one of my Facebook friends. So big shout out to him. Awesome job. I'm not for sure if he hosted tonight or not, because there's like three hosts, right? But the governor of the state of Mississippi had an awesome press conference today. So I'm just going to go over a couple things, but I advise you guys, even I need to do this and listen to my own advice and rewatch that press conference, because it was filled with some amazing advice regarding unemployment assistance and assistance to small businesses and so on. And many people that usually would not qualify for unemployment are qualify now. And also some states don't even have departments that help people dealing with unemployment, like unemployment programs. And so many states that the executive director, Jackie Turner, said during the press conference, have been contacting her too for advice on how they can start a pandemic unemployment assistance programs in their state. So I jotted down a few notes from the press conference, but forgive me, I cannot go in depth. I myself need to rewatch because it was so full of information. I'm like, okay, because I love to take notes, but it's important also to listen. So I'm like, will I continue taking notes? Because this is really good. I need to re-listen. All right, will I listen? So I jotted down important points. But like those of you that might not have seen it at all, definitely listen to it, watch it on Facebook. I know I have it reshared on my page. go to the local channels, WLBT, WAPT 16, WJTV, and check out the governor's COVID-19 update here today, because a lot of information, a lot of information was shared, like always, but definitely important regarding the pandemic unemployment assistance program. And Executive Director Jackie Turner stated, when she's Executive Director of the Department of Employment Security, and she stated that definitely go to their website, their Facebook pages. Again, the Mississippi Department of Employment Security. Go to their website, go to their Facebook page, other social media, read the information, immediately fill out the forms so you can qualify for pandemic unemployment, even if you are a self-employed, because they stated that usually people that are self-employed do not qualify. So it's important, if you are a person that normally does not qualify for unemployment benefit, you will, even when you're going through the process and it rejects your answer, they say to ignore it. Just keep filling out the information, because people that normally are not qualified or will qualify. So some people that are usually not, that don't qualify for unemployment, are self-employed. And I applied for, because I have my two sole proprietorships, because Cluster Shark Entertainment is a business and Image Mechanism are businesses, and I was struggling way before coronavirus. So I applied, I qualified as sole proprietor last Friday, and I applied for business loans. And I think today, independent contractors, those that do freelance work, writers, podcasters, bloggers, painters, landscapers, plumbers, makeup artists, designers, if you're a freelancer, independent contractor, construction work, you can apply for a SBA loan too. They're saying the pandemic unemployment assistance program, so it's important to listen to what they're saying, follow the instructions, and if you feel like, okay, I need to see what happens and fill out this information, definitely do, because no one is being turned down. And also, $2.3 trillion will be and is being added to the stimulus package, to the next phases. Isn't that amazing? So the government, Trump, Republicans, Democrats, they are doing the right thing. Some people have been upset today, pointing fingers at the Democrats for blocking some money that's supposed to go into small businesses. And there are so many entrepreneurs and so many small businesses out there. All of us know people that have small businesses or entrepreneurs, primarily, are they're the side hustle. You know, I grew up, that's how I grew up, people that entrepreneurs or had their regular jobs and had their side hustles, you know, and so side hustles, you're an entrepreneur and you create your own, you make from making grills, wine, seamstress, you're an entrepreneur, you know, Avon Lady, like I'm also Avon Lady, you're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur when you are, when you're out there doing your thing. You're creating your own opportunity. You're an entrepreneur. You are an independent contractor. You are a freelancer. You know, but then they went over a lot of things. So definitely listen to it and take your notes and follow their instructions, because they shared a lot of instructions. But again, Jackie Turner, Executive Director, and then Timothy Rush of the Office of Reemployment Assistance, they work together. He talked. That's who provided information regarding people who are usually not qualified or being qualified. And the provisions are, again, self-employed, if you've been diagnosed with coronavirus, COVID-19, if you have a family member, someone in your family who's been diagnosed with coronavirus and everybody needs to quarantine and self-isolate, and caregivers, if you're a caregiver, you know, helping, assisting a child, an adult, a senior adult that's been diagnosed, you are qualified to apply. In the pandemic unemployment system, they said, you know, definitely when you check out their Facebook page and social media and their website, look for pandemic unemployed systems. From January this year to December 2020, individuals could be paid weekly for 39 weeks. After March 27th to December 2020, if you know your work been interrupted, this is called the pandemic unemployed system. And those of you that listen worldwide, find out in your state and your area around the world, in the country, in the U.S., find out what, you know, what your state is doing, or contact our state to find out who you contact in your state to find out about the pandemic unemployed system. And that covers January 2020 to December 2020. And those that work have been interrupted could be paid weekly for 39 weeks. After March 27th to December 20th, monetary payments are based upon what he or she would have earned. That is what Mr. Timothy Rush stated of the Office of Reemployment Assistance. So, again, people that usually don't qualify more than likely will qualify. So, and again, self-employed, you know, entrepreneurs, sole proprietors, freelancers. The provisions also include adhere to those that are diagnosed with coronavirus, family members, and then the whole family had to be quarantined, self-isolate, and caregivers. So those are four bullet points. Self-employed, those diagnosed with coronavirus, COVID-19, those that maybe not you, but someone in your family, the whole family had to be self-isolated and quarantined, and then caregivers. So again, that information provided by Timothy Rush, Office of Reemployment Assistance, he and Jackie Turner, who's Executive Director of the Department of Employment Security, provided the info, along with the Governor of the State of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, and many of our FEMA officials also, who've been doing their best to help small businesses get to their website also and fill out information to help small businesses in the state of Mississippi. There's the SBA, but then there's the FEMA and MEMA assistance also in the state of Mississippi. So in your state, wherever you reside or work or have your business in, contact your state or contact our state so our state can tell you, we can direct you to the right place in your state. You get that? Wow, that sounds like Mars Day and Jerome and Purple Rain. What? But that is, oh, and Jackie Turner, the executive director of the Department of Employment Security, she also mentioned that because of the influx of helping so many people, new jobs are being created, hundreds of jobs, because the new call center will be created to take the calls and to document and help people. So I'm like, I need to listen to Tina's governor and let her know, and the powers that be, the governor know too. I need one of those jobs, you know, seriously. So SBA is hiring now too to handle the influx. So check out your local SBA website. Check out their Facebook page and their social media. They have it posted. I even reshared that they're hiring because they're helping so many people. They need to hire people to help so many people. So that's that some information that I have shared with you, but definitely listen to that press conference. Stimulus checks began being sent out on yesterday, on Thursday. So some of you might have your money already. Congrats. Your $1,200, your $2,400, or however much. They're trying to get the money out. You know, I talked to my bank earlier today regarding income tax check, and we always talk about those stimulus checks too. They're like, oh, we're hoping they hurry and come on in because people need that money. So they began today on Thursday. They began sending the stimulus checks out to individuals and families. And so on. So that is good right there. So thank you again to the Trump administration and Republicans and Democrats that drafted this amazing stimulus package to help the people and also help others also worldwide. It seems like I know there's more information that I need to share. But again, it's Easter. Many of us love Easter, right? I love Jesus and I love me some Easter bunny, Easter baskets, and everything about Easter. Like I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast, we're encouraged to practice and recognize Easter where we are under the executive orders or wherever we can get to. Because, you know, I guess it is essential if we can be under 10 people and with other people and practice social distancing. It's safe to, if you're following the law and social thinking, being mindful of not catching or not spreading it. But again, we're coming together with the Lord and we're coming together celebrating those that will have Easter egg hunts and amazing Easter dinners. And many, I'm sure, would still put on their Sunday best. That's one thing I love about Easter. I shared a picture of me from being a little girl in my Sunday best. And to this day, I still love Easter baskets, any type of basket. So, and I know many of you do, I posted a watch party tonight regarding Easter. Last night, I posted a watch party focused on Easter baskets, different types of Easter baskets. I guess tomorrow I should do Good Friday. But I do Good Friday and do Easter eggs. But I did some Easter eggs last night. Let's see. There's a little bit more information I can share. And I'm hoping that my program does not get interrupted. And that I'm hoping that you guys can hear me clearly also. So, like I said, I enjoy doing the commentary, but I like it when we're interacting with each other. And I know when we're in the call-in format, many of you will call in also and provide very important information also. So, again, you know, look after each other, check in on each other. You don't know who's – you don't know. We don't know who's sad. We don't know who's lonely. Some people don't like being at home. I mean, that's the reality of the fact. Then you're being instructed, you got to stay where you is at home. Some people don't even like being at home. Do you notice that? Some people be at home at least possible. Some people, that's their domain. That's where they, you know, that's their place, their kingdom, their queendom. But some people have to stay in the street and have to stay busy. And think about people like that, you know? And, you know, some people practice self-isolation anyway. But those that aren't used to being in one place for a long period of time, definitely check on them and encourage them to do certain things, to work on projects, hobbies, ideas that they've been meaning to work on and hadn't had a chance because they're always busy doing other things, you know, encourage them to focus on some of those things that they have been thinking about and so on. So, you know, many of you know I know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. So I want to provide more information regarding what's going on in Jackson, but I know today is the day that our mayor have a program that is starting. And also at noon, the mayor of Jackson, Mayor Lumumba, he encouraged everyone to make some type of noise at noon. Honk your horn, ring a bell, say woo-hoo or something in support of frontline first responders, which is amazing. So sending out much love and support to everybody on the front line and those that work in the community with different people, volunteers and run nonprofits and food ministries and those that are helping the homeless and children and lonely people, you know, and we're humble. All of us are humble. And so it's important for us to spread love. My sister showed me a video last night of kids literally fighting in Milwaukee. It's like just a group fight. Fights going on everywhere. And my mouth just dropped. I had seen some videos last week where girls meet up in Detroit and fight. When I know for a fact with my Facebook and social media friends and loved ones that up in Detroit that it's been hit pretty bad up there. And so that shocked me last week, seeing the kids meet up and literally fighting in the street fighting. So my sister, she showed me a video. First hot day in Milwaukee. Kids literally, I'm talking about hundreds, and then different little fights going on within the hundreds, fighting. I don't know what they were fighting about, but it was the first hot day. I know down here in Mississippi, it's been hot down here a while. I know we are like happy to see the first day of hot weather, those of us that like hot weather in spring. So in Milwaukee, I can imagine if you're a fan of spring or summer or not, that was a happy day, and then to be celebrating fist fighting. But, you know, we can't talk too much down here because earlier this week, when a few days after the mayor and the governor put us under stay-at-home and shelter-in-place executive orders, there were like four separate shootings here in Jackson, Mississippi. One 10-year-old child lived not too far from the neighborhood I'm in, and this was once a very affluent neighborhood, shot and died in his sleep. Didn't even know what happened. No joke. So where's the love? I mean, we're supposed to be social distancing. The fighting and the violence and the shooting and killing each other. I mean, let's really look at what's important. What's important? What's important right now? I know a lot of people are reflecting and looking at what's important now. You know, this situation, we've been dealing with situations way before coronavirus, but coronavirus is making all of us take a look, pay attention, and God is, higher power is right there. It's right here with us, within us. So my late mom be proud of me talking about being full of faith and not fear. But we got to believe and we got to have faith. And it's just heartbreaking that so many lives have been lost. But we just got to believe and got to pull that strength out of us to continue on and believe in that this outbreak, if Wuhan is doing much better, they're not on a lockdown anymore, where it originated, it can happen worldwide. We can get back to we'll never go back to where we were, but it positively, you know, everything would be much cleaner. We'll be more mindful of our personal space, and bacteria won't be affecting us just from other things. And I'm believing, too, that we need to pay more attention. When people talk about the ozone layer, and I think Bernie Sanders talked about the ozone layer a lot, right? There's some truth to that. If the ozone layer was not so, if the air was not so polluted, and I'm just thinking coronavirus and the ozone layer and air pollution, so like all that go hand in hand. So I believe we're definitely going to be working better on clean air. You know, like the Clean Air Act, we're going to work hard, right? We are working hard now on keeping the air clean. Because if we had clean air also, we probably could deal with it better also. I'm just thinking, the nerd in me have me thinking about the ozone layer. Need to study and research and look at it more of the ozone layer and the air associated with illnesses. You know, the allergies and asthma, you know, just a lot of respiratory diseases and situations that we get in health-wise. Just for the mere fact, we need cleaner air. When I was a little girl, you know, used to hear so much about pollution, like in San Francisco and other cities and metropolitan cities and so on. But now air pollution is everywhere. And so there's some truth to the ozone layer, clean air, and the effect on how we act and react when it comes to respiratory illnesses, coronavirus or allergies or asthma, et cetera. So lung disease, et cetera, right? So this is something to think about and something for us to research. So I need to get experts on the show too in the near future to talk about that topic and what do they think regarding it, you know? Oh, really? So I wish I had more, like, numbers. And if you go to the City of Jackson website, like the mayor said, you can get a lot of information there. Your local town and city, your state government, your county government, they have a lot of information for you. UNICEF, World Health Organization, many organizations have information for you, and local nonprofits. Salvation Army doing its best to feed people. And how some people, but matter of fact, the Salvation Army here, I talked to one of the heads there and this week, and the residents, they can't leave out. They're under a stay at home at the shelter. Those that are at the shelter at the Salvation Army, they must stay in. Those that are residents of a Salvation Army, they have to stay inside. So, the city stay-at-home executive order ends on the 17th. The state of Mississippi on the 20th. But then nationally, the president said, what, the end of the month and maybe longer. But, residents of a Salvation Army shelter, they got to stay in on lockdown until this is over. You know, and that's understandable, going back out, mingling with people, and then coming back in. So the executive said no one has been diagnosed with it or anything, so they're doing pretty good there with the Salvation Army. And also they're on the emergency alert. You know, they normally do feed people, but now they're on emergency because so many people from different socioeconomic backgrounds need food, need groceries, and so on. But I've been talking to you guys, only looking at a few notes that I jotted down watching the press conference. So really appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Let me give you the emails again. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat. I always have to hear it a second or third time. Whenever someone gives me an email address or address or phone number, I like to hear it, program it, and write it down. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Send in your media kit ideas. When we get back to full-fledged shows, you want to be a guest co-host or just plan to call in and talk about a certain topic that you might want, you know, topic ideas, definitely, because this is an entertainment lifestyle show. And it, like Wendy Williams told Dr. Oz, she would let her go back to work, but she would like to talk about coronavirus, but talk about other things, too, that are usually part of her show. So we still will focus on coronavirus, but it's good for us to, you know, talk about other things that affect our lives also. coronavirus is affecting every aspect of all of our lives, but it's good to, we still are living normal lives, and well, I won't say normal lives, but we still are living life. The coronavirus self-isolation quarantine style, we're all living quarantine lifestyle now. So and that's a good topic. How are you dealing with incorporating the quarantine lifestyle into your everyday life and actions? You know, and that's for you and entire family, people of all ages that you interact with, friends and coworkers and so on. But again, email me at kushalink_beth@yahoo.com. Miss Bethany C. Williams at Gmail. MSBETHANYCWILLIAMS@gmail.com. It's Easter is definitely a time to praise the Lord. Those that celebrate just this time of year being beautiful and the arrival of spring. It's that time for you also, if you don't recognize Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then it's still an important time of the year. I've been sharing a lot of, you know, well, I'd share anyway, like T.D. Jakes, Steve Furtick, the Pope. I share a lot of spiritual things. I share fun things. I share Avon. I share Carrie and I pages, the James Franco Project, Lizzie and the moderators. They do a great job of managing the daily of operation of the James Franco Project. I'm always on, but I'm not always visible. And but I like to post watch parties often and important stories. But that's what I wanted. And James blessed the group when I first created it, and Lizzie had created a fan page called Awesome James Franco. And so the members worldwide are just amazing. We are our support system, and it's comprised of actresses, movie buffs, people that support and love James' work, if it's from teaching, acting, film work, etc. Also, the Save Dallas page. Big shout out to those, because we're still trying to save Dallas. Look at all these TV shows that have been saved. I have a blessing of a person named Kyle Graham that contacted me, and definitely a blessing. So, and helping work hard, proactive, and interested in connecting with all the other Save Dallas groups and pages so we can work on getting Save Dallas back on the air. And then also there are many other, the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page. Thank you for supporting it. And other pages and groups that I've created and groups and pages that I am a part of. Big shout out to everybody that I effectively network with and friends with personally and professionally. Big shout out to my baby, Terry. You guys, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Oh, my God. You know, I'm like a person that believes in fairy tales, but this is real life, huh? When you're working on maintaining a healthy relationship, maybe when neither one of you have not been in healthy relationships but thought you had been, I mean, this is amazing. So we keep God first and center and allow him to work through us. But we're human, right? So thank you for your prayers. And thank you for those that accept our prayers. Thank you for accepting our prayers and our love and support also. So we're celebrating a year of elevating our friendship, a long-time friendship of like 6 years, 6-7 years, you know, to a higher level of romance. Calling each other hubby and wifey. As you guys know, he had proposed to me a year ago also without the ring. So it probably, you know, so thank you all for your prayers and all that good stuff. So when he's a part of the show, you guys will get the gist on our perspectives. I'm sure we both will learn even more when we're on air and on Facebook Lives and social media. Some of my friends, some prayer friends especially, like, you guys should even have a page, should even be on social media. But thank you for those that like and follow us, being Beth and Terry Life. on Facebook and on Instagram, and then we have a personal page you can send friend requests to Beth Terry. Thank you, but we really appreciate your prayers, really. And, you know, since I was like, I'm 51 now, for years, I've been married twice, Terry's never been married, but for years, I always ask people, couples, whatever age, what's the secret to their relationship, especially if it's been like 2 years to 70 years, what's the secret to your relationship or to your marriage or your long-time romance? And I love to hear the feedback that I get from so many people. Really, I should have put a book together of the answers that I get because they're always amazing. But one is always put God, you know, put your faith first and center. Make sure you guys are best friends. Give and take. Sometimes, a lot of times the men say do what she say, you know, but it is, but definitely, be, you know, be friends, be best friends. And I hear T.D. Jakes talk about that with his wife, Sarah, that their long-time marriage is always important to maintain that love and friendship also. So, you know, because people can love each other, but you got to like each other and be friends also, right? And, you know, that's one thing I loved about our shows in the past. When we had guest co-hosts and callers call in, when not only when we talk about serious stuff, but when we talk about the fun and the seriousness of love, relationship, and dating. And in the past, you know, I wasn't connected to others, right? And so now I'm coming back with this full-fledged show with thankfully for you guys' prayers. That we, you know, we keep everything connected and together also. Because we know we are God's gift to each other. But off of that, but back on the coronavirus. But then that's another topic. How are you dealing with your relationships and love and dating during this coronavirus? And I've heard some people talk about dating perspective regarding coronavirus and how to practice social distancing, but at the same time date and maintain proper relationships. So that's something for us to talk about in your future when we can interact. So you guys think about that. But again, thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a show scheduled like this morning. So it might stay at that time, 6:30, and I might move it to like the afternoon. So we'll see. I probably keep it at 6:30 because I know you all get tired when I change. You guys rather I just do an impromptu, and which I do that with Springer, which I haven't done in a while. So thank you again for supporting the podcast here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, blogtalkradio.com, for always supporting the family, us, all of us, encouraging me to get back to the regular shows. And, again, big shout out to D.C. White and Amar Taborn. Amazing a promoter of love and have his own podcast and help other film industry people and reality show creators in bringing their ideas to life. So thank you for supporting me and supporting many of us out here that want to tell our stories. They want to tell our story, if it's through blogging, podcasts, web series, our Facebook Live, Insta stories, documentaries, movies. Thank you all. Oh, and then there's an amazing thing too regarding Tyler Perry. I shared an article. He bought like grocery for several senior adults. Kudos to him. Kudos to my friend, the mayor of Edwards, and Senator John Horn, and many other community leaders and politicians who have also been feeding senior adults, because being under these stay-at-home and executive orders, senior adults cannot get out. So they've created, they've been feeding and making sure that senior adults have essentials also. But thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. You are appreciated. And you are loved, and I thank you for loving me. You know, some of us know how it feels. Like, oh, no one loves and no one cares. Somebody cares. Have you ever noticed when you feel that way, an angel appears? Like, oh my God, right when I thought people didn't care, and somebody shows up and demonstrate kindness and that they care. And people from all backgrounds go through that. You all be surprised. Some of you will and some of you all won't. But again, thank you for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, aka Be True. Just thank you. And I do my best to keep the show on that time, 6:30. I know that's lunchtime for my friends in the UK. Also, congrats. The last broadcast, we prayed for Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister. You know, he's out of ICU now. He's in a regular room. So praying for his speedy recovery. And anybody that's dealing with it, praying for your speedy recovery. And praying that these vaccines that need to be FDA approved, hurry and get approved, that do not have side effects, that are effective and safe. So thank you all again. God bless. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter weekend. And you are loved. We are loved. Like my late mom and I used to discuss, it's important to love and be loved. Thank you.